Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, across the table from me is a lady that everybody needs to meet. She's just done so much for this community, and I wish I could get her on here about every month to say, okay, Bev, what are you doing now? Her name is Bev Carroll. She is well-known in the Parks and Recreation field because she's been on that board. How many years have you been on here?
Well, a good many. I'd say certainly 25, at least.
And she's only 27 years
that's
old.
That's amazing.
It's amazing how that happens. But Bev, thanks for being here today. She has been recently recognized as one of the influential women of law. And we're going to find all about that in just a moment. But first, tell our listeners out there a little bit about your background, if you would.
Sure. I first came to Rock Hill as a student of Winthrop College at that time.
Oh, boy, don't date yourself.
And I know. And graduated from Winthrop and then decided to take some time off. I had always wanted to go to law school, but decided to take some time off on the advice of my advisor, Melford Wilson, actually, was my advisor. And so I taught school in Great Falls, South Carolina.
No kidding.
I taught school. I taught history, civics, and coached girls basketball.
I'll be damned.
And fortunately had some of the best young women athletes you can even imagine.
So, wow, isn't that something?
Great experience.
So how long did you do that?
4 years.
4 years? Mm-hmm. Then you went to law school?
Then I went to law school. I, in fact, talked to my mother. I had been saying I wanted to be a lawyer since I was a child. And people ask, people of my generation, what influenced. The only thing commonly we all can say is Perry Mason, because that was the only lawyer we ever saw on TV. I didn't know a lawyer. My family didn't know a lawyer. But I talked to my mother, and I said, I think I might stay teaching. My mother said, oh, no. You've been saying you want to go to law school. You need to go ahead and do that. So fortunately, I did follow her advice. I started law school and finished, and then
where did you go to law school?
University of South Carolina, okay. And now the Joseph Rice School of Law.
Okay.
Named for a great benefactor that gave quite a sum of money last year to the law school for some great programs.
Wonderful. So. Wonderful. So you've been practicing law ever since?
I have been.
Have you always practiced in Rock Hill?
I had 1 year in York, a little less than a year in York, and then I joined Roddy Carpenter & White here in Rock Hill. It was really one of the larger firms. In fact, ironically, this is when firms were just getting into a little advertising, and we used to say we were the largest firm between Charlotte and Columbia. I think there were 12 of us.
I've told that story 100 times about in the advertising business. When I started in this broadcasting business many moons ago, lawyers and advertising, oh, no, we're never going to stoop to that level.
That's exactly right.
And boy, has that changed.
Oh, my goodness. Fortunately, I have to tell you, I'm kind of glad that I'm not having to do some of the advertising my friends in personal injury have to do to try to compete for some business. Mm. So, but we all do some marketing. With social media, we're all doing some marketing anymore.
Absolutely. Now, your specialty is what?
Employment law. I do management side employment law.
Now, for the average person out there, that means what?
Well, it's to help employers deal with whatever employment issues come up. It may be the daily operations, disciplinary matters. It can be EEOC charges of discrimination brought against that employer. It can be non-compete disputes. It can be disputes with other businesses. So it's a kind of an encompassing of what a typical employer, and the size of it really, differs. I represent very small businesses, and I represent very large businesses.
Wow. Oh, boy. So you are now with Morton & Geddes.
I am.
Ha-ha-ha. And you've been with them, 4 years?
5 years now.
You've been with Morton & Geddes. And that's, you know, this has been very interesting to watch how, in my opinion, how big that firm has gotten in a very short period of time. And I think I'm understanding that you're all about to move to some new digs, are you not?
Well, yes, we are. I assume that worst-kept secret is really out. ironically, we're moving down to the Wells Fargo building, which is a building I was in before with the firm out of Charlotte called Kennedy Covington. So I'm going home again.
So that's going to happen here shortly?
I think in about a year or so.
About a year. Okay.
The work has begun on the renovations, and they're quite unique, I think. But it'll probably be about a year.
You just want to be closer to the new pedestrian bridge so you can walk over the railroad tracks.
Well, I think that's an important thing, and close to restaurants and be in the action. That's kind of where we want to be. It's a great opportunity.
Well, and the stuff that's been happening in downtown Rock Hill is incredible. Now, I'm going to divert a little bit here before we get into the real topic. Your love and involvement with PRT, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, does that go back to your days as a basketball coach?
Interestingly, it does. Ed Thompson and I were contemporaries, and Ed was beginning a women's basketball program at Northwestern High School. And he called around looking for games or scrimmage games that the team was just starting back. Northwestern and the other schools in Rock Hill did not have basketball teams.
Really?
Women's sports had really stopped in these larger schools. So we meet, he brings his team down to Great Falls to scrimmage. We did that a couple of years. And in fact, he convinced me to bring my team in the summertime to the summer league at the YMCA. So Ed and I became good friends. We both left teaching about the same time, me to go to law school, Ed to eventually come to the city. He went to the Y, then came to the city. So when we ran into each other, or I knew he was here, and then he becomes head of PRT, he approaches me about coming on the commission. So that's where it started. So it really did start with that basketball program.
So you've been on that commission 20 years?
Oh, at least 20 years.
At least 20 years.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And the commission, is it kind of like the sports commission? I know you're on the sports commission as well. But the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, Parks Commission, whatever they call it, is your job pretty much like the sports commission's job, which is to try to figure out how to do more of what we've got?
Well, of course, the roles have changed the bigger the department has. You know, several of our members will remember that they actually set hours and set the rules. Today, with a larger staff, we are appointed by city council.
Good.
And the focus now is to represent every district in the city.
Right.
And to have a very representative group. It's 9 members. Sitting on the commission, and we advise the council. And that means that we work with the staff on recommendations that they may make, whatever it may be. It might be changing some fees for rentals. It might be changing hours. And we then also deal with the guidelines of especially youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, people may also realize that the number of parks we have in Rock Hill is extraordinary. I mean, we are just such a fortunate city that long ago the council and the city recognized that sports was just a great unifier. And Brother David, who was the longtime chairman of PRT, recognized of how unifying sports could be. I can remember watching, you know, he coached softball.
I didn't know that.
don't think, you know, everybody knows Brother David, that he was a very mild man till he started coaching. But it was, and so we've been very lucky that this city has recognized that sports, parks, recreation, you know, and we've done everything from, you may remember the special needs theater group that existed for a number of years. The people involved in that, we don't have that anymore, but that population is a very big, continues to be a very big focus in this county.
And then, of course, for people who are new to the community, Cherry Park was really the start of all this stuff. And that was a long, fiery community battle between people who wanted to see a shopping mall there and others who thought wanted to see a park. And two council members, one by the name of Doug Eccles and one by the name of Melford Wilson, who voted for the park, lost their jobs on council. But Eccles came back and he became the mayor. But that has been the catalyst for everything that we're seeing right now. And I don't think there's anybody who doesn't recognize that Rock Hill is an amateur sports mecca. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything.
Competition lives here.
There you go. That's a good slogan. Somebody ought to figure it
out. Somebody ought to trademark that, huh?
Now, you've got another big park that is slowly coming together. And I'm not sure when they're going to put the shovel in the ground and do that, but there's a lot of buzz about it. But this is going to be a big regional park that's going to go all the way from the kind of the south end of town all the way over to, I've forgotten where it's going to end, over there. Where is it going to end? In the city.
Over at Heckle, yeah. I mean, on the far side where the behind the school, the elementary school.
Okay.
And,
yes.
It will be huge. It will be something very unique because it winds around through the south part of Rock Hill, and it's going to be a really different approach. What's so exciting about it is we're putting, and we call those regional parks,
right,
because they offer a variety of different things. This one will have football, baseball, but it'll have other things. We've had these charades with people from the community, what they may be looking for. And, of course, within all of that, you've got the small neighborhood parks that will kind of be blended and work. So they have been through... Probably, I hope every park over there has now been renovated. New courts, new fencing, new everything.
And this is a huge project. It's not going to be done in one stroke. It's going to take years and years to finish it up. But it's going to get started. The first piece of it here, I think, is supposed to be announced or whatever later this year or first part of next year, something like that.
Right.
But that's where the Parks Commission gets involved. I mean, when they start talking about this.
Absolutely. We participate in those discussions. The staff, which is we have a fabulous staff, and we brought in some consultants too. But we meet, we listen to people over there, and then we also are always managing what we may need in terms of what kind of fields we need. You know, the youth football program here is so popular.
Yeah.
And honestly, because of its popularity, it's hard to put everybody at Cherry Park. It's going to have some component over in that new park. Baseball will have a focus over there. But again, it may be non-traditional sorts of things, and we continue to work on what those things will be.
I had sitting right where you were just a day before, you need to go back and listen to the show, Jimmy Wallace. And we were just talking about what football means to life. And I mean, that man is so passionate about football. We didn't talk X's and O's. We just talked about what it does to build character and what it's done. They don't call this Football City USA for nothing. You know, you take a look at all of the young men who've gone on to play great at college and then be drafted in the NFL. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We've been very fortunate that certainly in that football program, but really every sports program we've had in this city, the youth sports program, that we have had men and women who have volunteered to be coaches in that. It's amazing. And without all of that, you could not have a successful sports program. And we've also focused in building on that youth program, you know, the other end of the spectrum, the senior program has gotten very successful. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of things. As you know, on the board is a new annex to the sports center that will feature pickleball, which is a very popular sport with our senior citizens.
You and I are going to play when we get out there.
You betcha.
My knee ought to be fixed by then anyway. So there's just a bunch that's going on with recreation. We could talk about it all day long. But I want to get back to you. The last time you were on this program, we were talking about your ascendancy to the presidency of the South Carolina Bar Association, which quite an honor, to say the least. And that job encompassed what? What did you have to do in that position?
Well, to a certain degree, you're certainly the face of the bar. And we, by the way, call it the South Carolina Bar. It doesn't have association. It's actually registered to South Carolina Bar. as the president, you try to set the tone of what We always work on a three-year rolling strategic plan. Mm-hmm. So in a year, you cannot accomplish, when you have a term of a year and you've been on the executive committee, you're trying to get accomplished what you can, whatever that may be. But it's a rolling thing. But our focus is providing what the lawyers in our state need, that in terms of continuing education, wellness. We have become wellness has become really a big focus. We've always had a program called Lawyers Helping Lawyers, and that's a program for lawyers who may need help, whether it be drug related, mental illness issues, sure. Whatever. But we've also just generally focused on wellness. Our younger lawyers are really vocal about that need, and so it's become a big part of it. It'll focus in on, we are very committed to diversity and inclusion.
Right.
In order for us to adequately serve the needs of South Carolina people in their legal needs, our bar needs to continue to become more diverse.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's a focus for us.
I mean, people, I guess it's a generality here, but in most cases, people feel more comfortable dealing with people who look like them, or, you know, whatever
sure,
it is, black,
sure.
White, male, female, that kind of stuff.
But also, we have talented people. And the one thing that we, the bar, South Carolina Bar, has done and the American Bar Association is we've tried to focus more on going back further, meaning even to junior high school, to start identifying young people who would be possible candidates. And in doing so, for instance, one of the most successful programs the South Carolina Bar does is the mock trials, which involves junior high school and high school students. It grows every year. And while those young people may not all turn out to be lawyers, I can assure you there's many in among our ranks who were a part of that group. It's been going on for a long time.
So you had, what, 1 year term
as
a president? And now you're involved with
the American Bar Association and the Board of Governors. There's a 40-member Board of Governors.
How'd you get that job?
Well, it just turned out to be happenstance that South Carolina, the district that we're in, District 19, an opening came up, and I called my friend William Hubbard, who is now the dean of the law school, who was a former ABA president, and said, "Do you think this is something I ought to offer up for?" And he said, "For sure."
Good for you.
So I did, and fortunately, I was nominated and took that position last year.
Good. Same type of thing in terms of the responsibilities you have there versus what you were doing at the state level?
Well, bigger in the sense that the American Bar Association is a national organization involving all 50 states and its territories. So it's a 50 states and three territories, I think, including Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and I'll think of the third one in a minute. But a very active group. So the amount of stuff that it does is pretty massive. They do CLEs. They do written materials. They have meetings. There are lots of committees. I would say there are probably 50 committees in the ABA. So it's a larger version. There's certainly no doubt that the state bars a lot of times look a lot like the American Bar Association. American Bar Association, there's a voluntary organization.
Sure.
You pay a membership for that.
Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, Bev, let's see if you remember this. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do it 6 days a week. The way we do it is in the white letters for all of those who don't know. So welcome to the community. And now we're going to tell you at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop with Bev Carroll, well-known Rock Hill attorney extraordinaire. And we've been talking about her involvement with PRT, the State Bar Association, now the American Bar Association, working my way up to this recognition that she has just received as one of the influential women of law. I have never heard of this before.
Well, honestly, I had not either.
Get the award.
I did get the award. Well, I know I got the award. It's done by the South Carolina Lawyers Weekly. And the Lawyers Weekly, I think, is published in most states. And so I did not either until they reached out and had already made the decision. So I will sit here and tell you I have no idea. I do know all the other 9 women. It was 10 of us that were recognized. And I know all the other women, and they are all well-deserving. But how it all came about, I have no idea.
So is this just a recognition, or are there some duties with this?
No, it doesn't have any duties. I think it's a recognition that I think we were told, they contacted our office first, that it might be the first year they've done this.
Oh, really?
I don't know that for sure.
Wow.
I have to admit, again, I was not familiar with it and how it was done. But I did talk with the person who wrote the piece that went with the recognition. So
when they wrote up the piece and you read it, what did you think?
Well, I made a few edits, but I thought she had done a great job with the article, and apparently somebody knew something about me because she knew things about me. So
good. So when you went to law school many years ago, were there very many women at that time in the law profession or in school?
No, not that many. There, I will tell you, there was a dramatic jump in the 5 years or so before I started law school. People like Jean Toll.
Was
our Chief Justice. And by the way, saw her yesterday at the event swearing in our new Chief Justice, John Kittredge from Greenville. She's still doing cases.
Good for her.
We talked, and I said, so what are you involved in? Because I had something it was a large lawsuit, and I had some involvement. And she was doing it in Richland County, so she's still going strong as a trial judge.
And that's neat. You know, I thought it was really neat a few years ago when the South Carolina Supreme Court went kind of on the road, and they came to Winthrop University.
They came here 2 years ago,
and
for sure.
Set up shop right there at the Coliseum. And I don't know what the cases were they were holding, but there's a nice crowd there.
Well, and I will tell you that we were able to bring that. I had in fact had said something to the chief a couple of years before that, Chief Judge Beatty, and suggested, why don't you come to Rock Hill? So he, believe it or not, I pick up the phone one day and it's the chief, and he says, were you serious about us coming to Rock Hill? And I said, for sure. So Jenny Dish and the York County Bar took the lead in getting it here, putting on a wonderful reception for the justices and members of the bar here, and then in getting the schools involved to have people there. So they tried to pick a couple of cases. They try to look if local lawyers have something. I don't remember that. I remember there were a couple of insurance cases.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So.
Well, what a great experience to see them.
It was a wonderful experience.
See them. I've never seen it before. So this is something they're doing routinely now?
Yeah, they're doing it. They average about two a year. I think they just finished one in Greenville, maybe. Hmm. That they did it, but they've gone. I think they've done seven or eight cities now. So we were about the fourth or fifth.
It's a smart idea to get out from wherever they usually do their business and mingle with the people, and the people can see how this stuff actually works. I think it's great.
And to come and visit with our local attorneys, you know, again, we had a couple of receptions that they were able to meet. We gave them the tour of the new family court. So it was a wonderful visit. They were here for several days.
And do interviews with broadcasters like me. I thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity.
Yeah, good.
So what would you say to a young woman who's trying to figure out what she wants to do in life? Unsure, who somebody might have thrown out, well, why don't you think about going to law school? How would you advise that young lady in terms of whether this is something she ought to do or not?
Well, we probably are all motivated by different things. It could be what happened to me, as I explained, that I don't know where it came from, maybe TV, but I wanted to do it, and I stuck with that plan, and I could not have made a better choice for my career. I think a law school education, whether you actually practice law, what we call practice law, which is generally in private practice, there are so many opportunities now with the specialties of law. So if you're interested, let's say you have an engineering degree and you want to do law, the patent law is a very vibrant patent, and trademark law is a very vibrant. If you have an interest in helping people, we have public defenders, we have good criminal defense lawyers. Family law may be what you're interested in, but that may not be any of it. You may want to, I had even classmates that I went to school with that went into HR, not as lawyers, but running HR departments. Real estate is a good place for lawyers to be. So there are a lot of different, you may want to go into government work. I had classmates that went to Washington that are still there.
My dad, who was an attorney, used to say to me that a law degree was one of the finest times in education, because no matter what you got into, at some point you're going to interface with the law. And knowing the law and how it works, which is what you learn in law school, is just an incredible value to a lot of people.
Well, your dad had it exactly right. The approach in law school is to get you to think differently about things. You know, they used to call it the Socratic method, this idea that you would be asked a question by the, first of all, you would stand up, and that was the most panic moment in your life when your first year. And then you would tell him what the case was, and he said, yeah, but what about this?
Yeah,
made you think about what that next thing would be.
Well, Bev Carroll, thank you for everything you do in the community.
My pleasure.
And thank you, I should say, congratulations on being one of the influential women of the law. Former State Bar Association president, now on the American Bar Association, been on PRT. I mean, the list goes on and on. We'll have to come back and fill it all out. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. We'll lecture with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, what the heck do we do around here at Substation 2? We do it 6 days a week. People know it because they come back all the time. For those of you who have not been here, listen closely. How we do what we do at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio on Monday. Bye.